based on fear, but it was also totally subconscious.
Looking back is a bitch, isn't it?
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and hey, we took last week off so the station could air the installation of our new chancellor and CFRC veteran, Sheila Rogers. So I hope everybody enjoyed listening to that. And what I would have played had I had a show that day is what I'm going to play today, and that is a show devoted entirely to Quincy Jones, the great composer, producer, musician, died just over 2 weeks ago on the 3rd of November, and he was 91 and had a prodigiously long career working with an enormous number of what I would call mainstream jazz musicians, but also pop, most famously, of course, producing Michael Jackson, several of Michael Jackson's albums, including Thriller. So we're going to hear all Quincy Jones today, and I'll begin with his production of one of Frank Sinatra's most famous tunes, and that is Fly Me to the Moon. And this comes from Frank's A Fine Romance, the Love Songs double album. And we'll have more Quincy right after Frank.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, you.
Frank Sinatra's version of Fly Me to the Moon, as produced by Quincy Jones. Let's talk a little bit about Quincy. He was born Quincy Delight Jones Jr. on March 14th, 1933. That's an easy date for me to remember, March 14th, as it is the birthday of Albert Einstein, different year, and my own daughter Sarah, also a different year, very different year. And he had a seven-decade career. His first prominence occurred in the 1950s after some time as a trumpeter and keyboardist with bands such as Harold Arlen's and Lionel Hampton's. But his breakthrough really came in the early 1960s, first off with producing a pop hit record for Leslie Gore, including the song It's My Party. And I've already mentioned the collaborations with Frank Sinatra. There were collaborations with Count Basie as well. He also got into producing scores and composing scores, rather, for films, beginning with the Sidney Lumet film The Pawnbroker in 1965, and continuing with films such as In the Heat of the Night in 1967 and The Color Purple in 1985. So, really long and influential career, but one that's very difficult to categorize. And I think if you were to think of him, it wouldn't primarily be as a jazz musician, even though that was his start, but rather as a kind of Emnos Grease and producer for many artists. And that includes some Canadian artists, one of Nikki Yanofsky, the Montreal-based jazz singer. One of her albums was produced by Quincy, and I remember when Nikki came to Kingston a few years ago, she acknowledged Quincy Jones in her comments from the stage. Let's go back to some more music, and let's go to two tracks from an album Quincy produced called Walking in Space, and we will hear first off the title track from that, and then Quincy's version of the Benny Golson standard Killer Joe, which I just had on in the Golson version just a couple of weeks ago. So, Walking in Space, and then Killer Joe. Thank you.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
We just heard two tracks from Quincy Jones' album Walking in Space. First off, the title track, and then his version of Benny Golson's Killer Joe. We'll close out the first half of the show with a short track, and that is from his album Smackwater Jack. Here's Quincy's version of Carole King's song of the very same name. Smackwater Jack, and we will have a short break for some promos and PSAs, and I'll be right back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9.
Shotgun, 'cause he was in the mood for little confrontation. He just let it all hang loose. He didn't think about the noose. He couldn't take no more abuse, so he shot down the congregation.
He came talk to a shotgun in his hand.
Shotgun!
I'm talking about Smack.
No.
Now Big Jim the chief, he stood for law and order. He called for the guard to come and surround the border. From his bulldog south
came the cry, we got to ride to clean up the streets
for our wives and our daughters.
You can't talk to a man when he don't want to understand.
Shotgun,
I'm talking about Smackwater Jack.
Instead of later.
outlaw had been seized, and on the whole it was a very good year for the Undertaker.
You know you can't talk to a man with a shotgun in his hand.
Shotgun.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at CFRC.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Today's show is devoted in its entirety to the career and legacy of the late composer, producer, and musician Quincy Jones, who died on November the 3rd. And just before the break, we heard Quincy's version of the Carole King song Smackwater Jack. And as you will have heard from the mid-show break, we are, of course, in the funding drive season between now and the end of December. And it's been an expensive year for the station. We had to replace the aging radio antenna, and that was a big-ticket item at $85,000. So the station operates on a bit of a shoestring to bring you shows such as this, local news, culture, opinion pieces, and so forth. So if you value it, please give generously. And you can do that in one of two ways, either through going directly to the station's site, cfrc.ca, and you can make a secure donation through that site, and that will make you eligible for one of our raffles. It'll also get you some of our fantastic swag. Or, and it is an or, I'm afraid, if you prefer the tax receipt route, in that case you go to the Queen's University website and choose to donate through there, designating CFRC as the branch you want to give to. The station is not a part of Queen's University per se, but we are, of course, its tenant in Carruthers Hall, and they kindly host our donations through their site, the ones that get tax receipts. So please dig in and support your local community radio station and programs such as Dark Glasses. So let's get back to some music. And as I mentioned before, Quincy Jones did a lot of composition for movies and even TV shows. So let's hear a couple that will go way back to the 70s and 60s. First off, we will hear a track that will be very familiar to boomers and people who were coming of age in the 1970s. And it is Quincy 1970s soundtrack theme for the very popular sitcom Sanford and Son, starring the comedian Red Fox. I'll follow that up with a track that Jones wrote for the film In the Heat of the Night, which starred Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier, solving a Southern murder case. And so here's Sanford and Son and Shag Bag Hounds and Harvey, both by Quincy Jones. Just heard two compositions by Quincy Jones for movies and television. The first was his theme for the TV sitcom Sanford and Son from the 70s, and the second was Shag Bag Hounds and Harvey, a track from the soundtrack for the film In the Heat of the Night in 1967. Let's continue on with more Quincy, in this case a couple of collaborations. The first is with a frequent vocal collaborator of Quincy's, and that is James Ingram, the late singer and himself a performer of songs, two of which actually won Oscars for Best Original Song. This is from Quincy and James's album The Dude. Here's a very romantic song called 100 Ways, and we'll follow that up with a collaboration with Miles Davis in the album Miles and Quincy Live at Montreux, Blues for Pablo. But let's start first with Quincy and James Ingram, 100 Ways.
Because if it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. Love her today. In her memory, if you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay. Thank you.
Davis, Billy Garrett, Wally Tenderoni,
we just heard two collaborations with Quincy Jones, Blues for Pablo with Miles Davis live, and prior to that, a collaboration, one of many, with the singer James Ingram, 100 Ways from the album The Dude. Time for one more short track before we have to sign off. So let's go to a 1962 album by Quincy Jones, Big Band Bossa Nova, and here's Soul Bossa Nova.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Quincy Jones and Soul Bossa Nova, and that will do it for today's episode of Dark Glasses. Quick reminder about our funding drive. Go to the CFRC website and provide some badly needed support, much appreciated support, for the station, for entry into our raffles, and to get some lovely CFRC gifts, or do so via the Queen's University website and get yourself a tax receipt. I will be back next time with more Dark Glasses a week from today. And in the meantime, it's getting cold out there. Definitely we are approaching the winter, so keep warm and stay safe.
So I can watch you live and breathe your starlight. Now wear my sunglasses tonight, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame the guy in shades of no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades of no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades of no.
We can't believe it.
You got it made with the guy in shades of no.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at